This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. The city of Detroit is celebrating what it calls record-breaking attendance for the three-day NFL draft, which wrapped up on Sunday and is expected to generate more than $160 million in economic impact, according to the city. The draft moves to Green Bay next, and Indianapolis is still hopeful that it can be in the mix for 2027. That's according to Indiana Sports Corp President Patrick Talty.
27 is definitely still very viable. You know, we have to sandwich it in between some of the other big events that we already have on the books. We have a men's Final Four in 26, women's in 28, and another men's Final Four in 29. So 27 fits perfectly within that schedule. We'd love to host it then, but we're not taking our eyes off the prize also for long term. I mean, you know, just because we don't get it in 27 doesn't mean that we aren't chasing it for, you know, 30 and 31 and 32 and beyond, because we think this is a property that Indianapolis should host.
Talty said Indy is waiting on specifications and direction from the NFL before making an official bid for the 27 draft. The Federal Aviation Administration has awarded $76 million in grants to support airport modernization projects around the country. South Bend International Airport is receiving $1.8 million to reconstruct 8,500 feet of pavement on its taxiway B, which is part of a $90 million realignment and ramp reconstruction project. Morgan County Attorney and Martinsville City Council member James Wisco was arrested Thursday morning on 22 felony charges, including theft, counterfeiting, and corrupt business practice. He admitted to the thefts and forgeries amounting to a total of nearly $165,000, according to a probable cause affidavit. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation invite you to the Engage Indiana series, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. With an unrelenting focus on growing Indiana's economy, we'll dive into each region's unique challenges and distinct opportunities for growth. Nine regions, one goal. Indiana's bold future starts here. Discover more and register at ibj.com/engage.
Taylor University on Friday announced the public launch of a capital campaign to raise $500 million that will be used to support the university's strategic plan detailed last November. Life to the Full, the campaign for Taylor, is the largest campaign in Taylor's 178-year history and aims to capitalize on record enrollment and provide resources to grow the university's student population by 25%. Taylor President Michael Lindsay.
It's a campaign that we launched in the quiet phase 3 years ago, and we've been amazed to see the amount of generosity that's been flowing from across our campus community. And we're excited because there's such positive momentum at Taylor. We welcomed our largest incoming class this last fall, and this coming fall appears to be even larger. It's also our most academically talented class and our most diverse class. So we're seeing great momentum on a whole host of measures, and we're excited about how this campaign will catalyze a number of investments that can make a huge difference in the lives of our students.
Taylor raised $275 million toward its goal during the quiet phase of the campaign. That includes a record 47 gifts of seven figures or more, including a $20 million gift for scholarships announced a year ago, as well as a $40 million gift for academic initiatives, marking the single largest gift in Taylor's history. Indianapolis-based tech firms Authentix and Tenon Software, as well as Microsoft executive Kate Maxwell, were among the winners announced Friday at TechPoint's 2024 Mira Awards Gala. This year's program honored 18 winners from around the state in what is billed as the Oscars of Indiana Tech. Authentix, whose software platform helps healthcare and life sciences customers identify and respond to customer sentiment, was named Tech Company of the Year. Tenon, which launched out of Indianapolis-based venture studio High Alpha, was named Startup of the Year. You can view the full list of winners at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. Agrinovis Indiana CEO Mitch Frazier is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.